It was all worth it when my son was pronounced healthy, and the nausea that I had felt for 9 straight months vanished within an hour. The worst was over. The next morning, I got out of bed in my hospital room, took one step, and fell to the floor. Apparently, I had yanked my leg back so hard during labor that I had pulled a tendon. I was on crutches for a week. Being unable to stand added a degree of difficulty to my first week of motherhood, but also provided one unforeseen benefit. Dave became the primary caregiver for our newborn. Dave had to get up when the baby cried, bring him to me to be fed, change him, and then get him back to sleep. Normally, the mother becomes the instant baby care expert. In our case, Dave taught me how to change a diaper when our son was 8 days old. If Dave and I had planned this, we would have been geniuses. But we didn't, and we aren't. In fact, we should have planned a lot more. When I was 6 months pregnant, a PhD candidate interviewed me by phone for her dissertation on working couples. She began by asking, "How do you do it all?" I said, "I don't. I don't even have a child," and suggested that she interview someone who actually did.